Here is one they used to play on the radio out of Detroit every St. Patrick's Day. A sad, sad tale about why you should not get too inventive at your workplace. It can lead to trouble. It's called The Bricklayer's Lament. Dear sir, I write this note to inform you of my plight. And at the time of writing it, I'm not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a deathly gray. I write this note to tell why Paddy's not at work today. While working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. To throw them down from off the top seemed quite a good idea. But the gaffer wasn't very pleased, he was an awful sod. He said I had to cart them down the ladder in me hod. While clearing all those bricks by hand, it seemed so very slow. So I hoisted up a barrel and I tied the rope below. But in my haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that the barrel full of building bricks would be heavier than me. So when I had untied that rope, the barrel fell like lead. And clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I took off like a rocket, and to my dismay, I found that halfway up, I met that bloody barrel coming down. Well, the barrel broke my shoulder as down to the ground it sped. And when I reached the top, I banged the pulley with my head. I held on tight, though numb with shock from this almighty blow. While the barrel spilled out half the bricks, 14 floors below. Now, when those building bricks fell from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel, so I started down once more. I held on tightly to the rope as I flew down to the ground. I landed on those building bricks that were scattered all around. Now as I lay there on the deck, I thought I'd passed the worst. But when the barrel reached the top, that's when the bottom burst. A shower of bricks came down on me, I knew I had no hope. And in all of this confusion, I let go the bloody rope. The barrel was heavier than the rope. It started down once more. It landed right on top of me as I lay on the floor. It broke three ribs in my left arm, and I can only say, I hope you'll understand why Paddy's not at work today.